Welcome back to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers. I'm Georgia Lee Arts, your host. I'm an executive career coach, and I'm also a woman veteran and published author. Today, I'm diverging from the podcast episodes that were planned to address a critical issue impacting the welfare of veterans. Today, I'm going to expose what is really going on. If you are a veteran or care about veterans, then stay tuned in. Today we're going to talk about shattering the glass ceiling of veteran transition. You served your country. You followed the rules. Some of you served on a battlefield. Some of you experienced MST. You wore the uniform proudly. And then you took it off. And everything changed. No one tells you what it's like to become invisible, to go from being seen to being erased. Today, I'm not just sharing strategy or insight, I'm sharing truth, the kind that doesn't get shared at official transition events or veteran career panels. This is the episode I never wanted to record, but I have to. It's kind of like chapter one of my book, which I never intended to write, but it's necessary in exposing the truth. What happens to one veteran impacts every veteran. Because the silence is what keeps us stuck. And the silence is killing us. Elysian Dream, my company, was first imagined in 2015 and launched in 2022. It was born from heartbreak, isolation, and a question I couldn't shake. Who am I now? And denial of appropriate services to rebuild my life. Like so many veterans, my transition wasn't just hard. It was soul-crushing. But it didn't have to be. There was no clear path, no support, denial of services to rebuild my professional identity, no services for the grief of losing not just your job, but your identity. If you are struggling with grief, read chapter 4 of my book. It's called Shadow Dancer. So I did what I knew how to do, find answers and solutions to the transitions gap. And then something happened. I watched as organizations, including the Department of Veterans Affairs and community partners, began launching their own events focused on women veterans, invisibility, and identity here in my community. There's an event happening very soon in my community between the Department of Veterans Affairs and a nonprofit where I'm the unwelcome veteran at the table, kind of like the anti-hero that I write about in my book. Chapter 1 of my book is called Identity Theft, but I guess that's what anti-heroes write about. This is not with me, not for me. Not crediting the years of work I've done or the value and solution that I brought to my community and veterans. I am the woman veteran uninvited to talk on their podcast. I am the woman veteran denied a partnership. I am the woman veteran denied resources. And I'm just dying to know how I can be brave beyond my service. They used the language I pioneered and content from my book, the frameworks I developed, the very themes of my book without ever hiring me, supporting my business, or acknowledging the source. That's not partnership. It's appropriation. And it's a form of invisibility and economic sabotage that cuts deep. But I'm not bitter. I'm awake. And I want you to be awake too. There is a myth that the system is working, that veteran service organizations are filling the gaps. But here's the truth. Many of them are gatekeeping innovation. I'm stuck with the question of how I can plug transitioning military leaders into a framework that is built on power, control, and keeping a client. In chapter 6 of my book, I write about the power of language, the power of naming, and I also write about slaying the dragon. And the name of this dragon that we're slaying is Gatekeeper. They talk about empowering veterans, but they often ignore the very veterans who are building real grassroots solutions. Especially if you are a woman, especially if your work challenges the status quo. I was not hired. I wasn't funded. Perhaps we should do another episode and follow the money. And I wasn't offered a seat at the table, even though I built the table from scratch. Let's be blunt. When veteran-owned businesses aren't supported, we're not just missing economic opportunities. We're driving the veterans to the streets. We're driving women veterans into silence, poverty, depression, and worse. You either support a veteran-owned business or you contribute to the systems that let us fall through the cracks. This isn't a metaphor, this is my life. If you want to know how hard my transition really was, I've got two special podcast interviews coming soon. Join the Elysian Dream Facebook page so you can watch the releases. I am done holding back. It is hard enough to shatter the glass ceiling for women in both the private sector and the military, but nobody knows about the glass ceiling of transition, where veterans are kept earthbound from their dreams. It's the glass ceiling that gatekeeping women leaders are creating and stifling innovation and dreams in communities. But here's the thing about dreams. You can't erase them. You can't kill them. And you sure as hell can't silence them, not when they come from the soul. So if you are a veteran or a woman veteran, I see you. If you have ever felt invisible, overlooked, or erased, I built this for you. Elysian Dream is not a project, it's a portal. It's a place to reclaim who you really are, beyond your uniform, beyond your trauma, if you have it, beyond the gap. And to the organizations listening, it's not too late to do the right thing. Stop gatekeeping. Start collaborating. And if you truly believe in empowering veterans, support the ones that are doing the real work. Studies from the Journal of Veteran Studies have shown that women veterans face substantial obstacles when transitioning to civilian leadership positions. The failure to adequately acknowledge their military service and effectively reintegrate them into civilian life has been linked to missed opportunities. Multiple news sources talk about how they just don't get women veterans. Is this ever true? In many cases. Multiple research sources indicate that the Department of Veterans Affairs has faced challenges in fully addressing the unique needs of women veterans, highlighting areas where the institution may not fully comprehend or effectively serve this population. Albert Einstein said, "We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking that we use to create them." This quote emphasizes the need for a shift in mindset, perspective, or consciousness in order to find innovative solutions to complex issues. It is often used in discussions of change, transformation, and leadership. This means that the same level of thinking, the same agencies responsible for the gap, cannot be the ones trying to fix it. My company, Elysian Dream, does have an open door for collaboration and partnership to build together. A core theme in my book is evolving together to break down barriers. What matters most is this: supporting veterans' businesses and employment, allowing innovative new leaders a seat at the community table, economic advantage, visibility, and voice. Want to stand with a woman veteran instead of standing in her way? Here's how you can help. Share this episode. Hire me to speak or consult. Buy my book, Dream Journey: Breaking the Dream Barriers, a guide to bridging identity gaps in life and career. Coach with me. If you know of a veteran struggling in transition, please refer them. I'm connected to a team of coaches who can help them get their needs met and get them the right resources. I have a women's circle that women veterans can join. If you are a veteran-friendly employer, let's connect. Join the Elysian Dream Facebook page and watch for the two special releases. I think that most of you have no idea about what is called the transition battlefield, So I'm going to enlighten you. Another thing that you can do is simply just listen. Because this time I'm not whispering. I'm roaring. I am Georgia Lee Arts, and I am here to make a positive impact in veteran transition and veteran-owned businesses. I am here to help veterans and women veterans break the glass ceiling of transition. It's a dream that refuses to be erased. And until next time, mind the gap. Thank you.